This is Earth and Sky. You might envision coral in warm tropical waters.
But there's also coral at the bottoms of oceans all over the world. It's often more than a couple of kilometers, over a mile below the surface. It was only 5 years ago that new kinds of deep-diving submersibles started to reveal spectacular towers of coral in the deep ocean. Today there's a backlog of deep-sea coral in the Smithsonian Museum awaiting description, and researchers are racing to discover new species of coral before they're gone.
Deep-sea coral reefs grow slowly, about an inch or a couple of centimeters per year. The corals are being destroyed by a kind of deep-sea fishing called trawling, where ships drag huge nets along the sea floor. We talked about deep-sea corals with Mike Hirschfield, chief scientist at Oceana, a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C.
I've been a marine scientist my whole life, and I hadn't heard of them until a few years ago either. This is one of the tragedies of the deep sea. It's one of the tragedies of telling the story about the ocean, is that so much of it really is out of sight and out of mind.
For today, that's our show. Special thanks to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.